Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us. I'd like to introduce Ciara from Scotland, who has primary progressive MS. Welcome, Ciara.
Hello, Linda.
Could you tell us when you first started getting MS symptoms?
Probably, on hindsight now, it probably would have been 2005. I'd started getting numbness in my feet. And I'd went to the doctor at the time. But at that time, I'd also stopped smoking and I was on patches. And I can remember going to my doctor and saying about the numbness in my feet. And he says, well, it's very strange that you have this symptom and you've never heard of patches given somebody a symptom like that before, but it could be possible. So I just sort of lived with it, and then probably about a couple of years later I'd sort of hurt my shoulder, and I'd mentioned to the doctor at the same time about numbness in my legs, and he was able to help me with my shoulder but sort of give a blank look about my legs. And basically last summer I started tripping up quite a lot. Was really, really tired and that, and I went to the doctor and said, you know, listen, you know, this numbness is getting worse in my legs or whatever, you know, there's something just not right. And he had me do just some exercises, and he says, oh, there's something not right here, you know, you have to see a neurologist. And I've sort of been in the neurologist since then, basically.
So when were you diagnosed with MS?
I'd went for a scan at the end of November, MRI scan, and then finally was called back to the neurologist at the end of January. And neurologist said, you know, about some lesions, and, you know, you do have MS. And then I'd got a call from a new neurologist, because that neurologist had left there where I stayed in. And I went to him, and he says, you know, well, with your history and everything, you have got primary progressive MS. So that's been about that, really.
And how did that affect you emotionally, being told that?
Well, obviously, I was getting used to the idea of having the MS. And really, with him saying that, I didn't really feel anything, but I did feel something when I asked him for what I could take for it, and he said that there was no scientifically backed medicine or treatment that would help my type of MS. I fell apart after that.
It's difficult to take in, isn't it? Especially when you know, newly diagnosed.
Yes. I think it was more than not having anything for it, but that really just like ripped me up, you know.
Yes.
I had known him myself anyway, you know. I had mentioned LDN to him, and he says to me, you can spend your money on whatever you want, but that is a cheaper one. That is what he said.
So how did you find LDN?
Well, basically, I'd say from about last summer, I, you know, started suspecting, you know, that it could be sort of MS. Just with, you know, the symptoms and having the internet, you know, available, anyone can sort of, you know, have a good look into these sort of things. I'm on Facebook, and I had a childhood friend, Marianne Bradley.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and I could see through other friends or whatever, you know, she was sort of putting up when she would be on the blog radio and stuff like that. So I'd started listening in to Mary's blog radio discussions, and also, you know, looking up YouTube and that for her various talks. So I had a good idea, you know, well, if it was MS, you know, this is what I would be wanting to try or to have, or to give it a go.
Yep. So did you find the
doctor to prescribe it for you? Did your own doctor prescribe it, or did you have to get it privately?
Well, as I said, the neurologist wasn't, you know, he wasn't doing it for me. So I went to my own doctor and, I, you know, obviously explained him that, you know, what my neurologist had said that was not for me. And I said to him about LDN, and I went down with the fact sheet and I said, listen, I'm going to leave this with you. I'll be back in 2 weeks' time. I said, but please do read it. You know, I want to give it a go. I said, you know, my... it's worth trying for myself and my family's sake, anything that may help. And I left it with him, went back in 2 weeks, and he said, yes, he says, I'll write you a prescription for it. he had read, obviously, the notes. And he says, I'm behind you all the way.
Oh, that was very nice. So did you notice any initial side effects when you started?
No, I didn't. Obviously, a good side effect was I was sleeping great, and before I was on the LDN, I was up maybe three times to the toilet during the night.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like having a great sleep, but I'd started muscle spasm tablets, Valcofin, I think it's called, about 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that I have been waking up to go to the toilet, but just once, you know, I'm not back to the three times. But I could say that since I started taking them, that I started needing the toilet again during the night.
Oh dear. The
anti-spasm tablets.
Yes.
Yeah.
So have you noticed any plus points in taking LDN other than the bladder?
No, because it was... and obviously that I wasn't needing, so I was getting a lot better sleep. I haven't, no.
How long have you been taking LDN now?
Well, I've been taking LDN, let me see, since the start of April.
Okay, the start of April. So we're only about a month in, would you say?
Yeah, I'd say maybe five weeks.
Yeah. Well, for it to have worked in your on your bladder in that 5 weeks, it's obviously doing something for you. And I would have hoped in the next few months you'll notice even more improvements,
yeah.
Especially with fatigue. I mean, have you noticed anything?
Talk about fatigue. Yes, I have noticed. I am actually not as tired as I was when you mention it. Because I had been like, but then again, I haven't been to work for, well, I had a week's holiday, then I was off, you know, it's my fourth week off. before that, I had been sitting on the couch and just falling asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And also been really, really tired at work.
Yes.
But I haven't been sitting on the couch off late and falling asleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I think it would be quite a good idea for me to call you again in July and do a follow-up and check if you've noticed any other improvements. Because, as I say, it's still very early days and people normally notice something sort of around the four-month mark, people notice things. But, I mean, if you've noticed the bladder and possibly fatigue already...
Uh-huh.
You know, there's a good chance that you're going to notice other things later on as well.
Yeah,
so,
I'm sticking with the LDN because at the moment I haven't got nothing to lose.
Yeah.
Picked out by taking it. It's not doing me any harm. So I feel, you know, that in the hope that it might stop or slow down progression, I will be carrying on taking it. And I have been going up and down with the doses too, just trying to find that right, you know. I'm definitely not going to give up on it.
Yeah. Well, as I say, I think if we do an update in July, and hopefully, you know, you're going to have more to tell us then, that would be really good.
Yes, well, I will definitely. That would be great.
I'd like to introduce Don from the United States, who takes LDN for secondary progressive MS. Thank you for joining me, Don.
You're welcome, Linda.
Could you tell us when you first noticed there was something wrong with you?
I would say, Linda, it went back to 2002. Basically, out of the blue, on a afternoon run, after running about 50 minutes or about 5 miles, so to speak, my foot began to drop that I ended up having just to stop and rest, otherwise I would have fallen. And as soon as I rested for maybe 15, 20 minutes on the bench, got up and was able to walk back to 10 minutes to the hotel with no problem. So obviously that was the first major sign, and one that, since it went away so quickly, I kind of didn't dwell on it. I'm that type of person that, you know, hey, something went wrong. Okay, let's just keep moving on. It's not manifesting any place else in your life. So let's see if it occurs again.
So how long did it take from that episode in 2002 for something else to happen?
2009.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I would tell you that there was an interim, there probably was some interim signs in 2005, 2007, but never anything that manifests itself on a daily basis. So my next thought was, okay, maybe it's something with my back or a disc, and I went to a back specialist, and his comment was, well, we cannot rule out, well, there's something with your back. Everybody has something with the back with a lower disc. I don't want to rule out MS. So he facilitated my meeting with a neurologist who then identified it as secondary progressive MS. So from 2002 to really July of 2009, that was basically, that was the that's how long it took to get diagnosed.
Before you started on LDN, how would you have rated your quality of life at that time?
I would say I could get, you know, I would say fair, but you have to understand me as well. I am kind of the glass is always a half full person.
If you had to score your quality of life on a score of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, at that time, what would you have said that number would have been?
I would, you know, I would divide it up. I would say probably 5 physically and maybe 7 on an emotional level, separating the two.
Okay. So how did you hear about LDN?
I have a good friend. In fact, my job and my career has been in startup technology companies. And one of the founders of the company, who is also a very, very dear friend, came down with rheumatoid arthritis. And his whole approach, and he's younger than I am. I am 63. He's probably 43, about 20 years difference between us. And as we traveled in our first startup company, he and I just traveled basically the world together and really built the company along with the rest of our team. And we were very, very, we're very close friends. And he mentioned it to me about October of this year.
Last year.
I went on and...
Last year, Don.
October of 14.
Yes.
Right, October of 14. So I began just doing, you know, as we're prone to today, using the internet to do research on it. And I did not come across the LDN Research Trust at first. I came across LDN.org. And through that, began to see people's stories, began to see, at least in America, some news stories that were done in 2010 of people with MS that had a reduction in disability symptoms, and just really a large benefit being discussed from LDN, plus the history of it, and then finally the physiology of it, of how it works in our brain. So that led up to, I would say that's early October, so it leads up to basically November, when I go to my neurologist and ask for LDN. Now, my wife is with me at this point, and she's cringing because he doesn't want to give it to me. He is totally unaware of it and doesn't want to give it to me. Well, I've gone to the point of doing tons of due diligence. I've talked to two different mail order pharmacists in the U.S., one in Wisconsin, one in California, who I asked about, can you tell me the benefits of your patients that have begun this prescription from you and what your opinion of it is? All of that, Linda, came back very, very positive. Mm-hmm. To the point then, when I went to my neurologist, and he's at first, well, it's going to take me 2 weeks to research it and stuff like that. I guess I'm a type A personality. I think my wife wanted to jump on the chair because I said, that's unacceptable, doctor. That is totally unacceptable. And he goes, well, you know, my only patient is, it'll take, what's 2 weeks? Well, if you have a disease like MS, 2 weeks is 2 weeks. So I came back home and got on the phone to the pharmacy, a pharmacy outside L.A., and asked them who was prescribing it in the Phoenix area. And I had it on speakerphone like this, and my wife is listening, and the pharmacist told me of a doctor in a town adjacent to us that I made an appointment for, but the pharmacist there also talked, much like the pharmacist from Wisconsin, of the benefits you've seen with people with MS taking this drug. So it was kind of a first indication to try to get my wife to understand, this is not nuts about this, this is seriously something that has fallen through the cracks. And it's funny, because ironically then, my doctor called me back, my neurologist, an hour later and said, all right, if you can, you promise get a blood test now and a blood test 2 months into it, I'll do the 90-day prescription.
Wow.
So I had it filled, and I've been on it now for, let's say, November, December. I've been on it now for about 110 days. Mm-hmm. And I felt my body chemistry was such that I felt within days an improvement. And the improvement comes in a couple of different ways. On a psychological level, there's been a better sense of general feeling of well-being.
Mm-hmm.
On a symptomatic level, where I was beginning to have bladder dysfunction of, having to stop and run into a bathroom almost every 20 minutes or 10 minutes. That went away. Strength in terms of my gait at times, especially early in the day, came back. That felt fine. Sexual dysfunction went away. And just feel... I feel there's more strength to my gait, and my wife can visibly see it. I'll just say, hey, I'm using a cane, but I can walk longer, and I can just pay attention. I won't try to chew gum and walk at the same time, but I'll walk and just pay attention. I can go longer. I'd stop sometimes, use my handicap sticker, and park further away to make myself walk more. And in total, have just become an advocate and a believer in the use of LDN.
That's amazing. I mean, such early days for you. For me, myself, it took 18 months to get back to where I would say an acceptable level. So I would be really amazed to see, you know, your improvements over the coming months.
I look forward to it every day.
Well, I wish you every success, and we'll speak again next year. Thank you for sharing your experience with us.
I'd like to introduce Trish from the United States. And Trish is originally from Ireland. She has MS. And thank you very much for joining me, Trish.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Yeah. So if we could find out a bit about you, when did you first started to notice your MS symptoms?
I started to notice around when I was about 40, so that was about 2002. I was waitressing and lifting heavy trays, and I had those in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
And then a few weeks later, I woke up one morning, my legs were really heavy, and went to the doctor, and he tested for lupus, and that came back negative. So then between 2002 and 2007, I started noticing little weakness in my left leg, twitching in my eyes and ears, tiredness, fatigue. And then in 2007, I went on a trip to Ireland, and I didn't feel right then. I thought, like, maybe it was just fatigue, you know, from the traveling and socializing, obviously, in Ireland. And when I came back, I went to the doctors, and they diagnosed me with Epstein-Barr. And I was really not good from the summer of 2007, for about 9 to 12 months after that, and I was going back and forth to the doctors, and they were saying it was Meniere's disease, the Epstein-Barr was still in my system, the back pain was from the degenerative disc disease, because I have that in the spine. Then I went to a different doctor, they said I was lactose intolerant, had to come off dairy. And then I was getting chest pain, which at the time was the MS hug, which I didn't know about. Obviously, wasn't diagnosed yet. And then they sent me for my heart to be checked. I had to do the, you know, the stress test and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But in 2010, then, summer 2010, I was very nauseous, dizziness, very fatigued. Obviously, it was the heat that was really bothering me. But again, I didn't know it was MS. So by November of 2010, I was sent to the ENT, the ear, nose, and throat doctor. And she noticed my gait was bad, my walking was bad. So she sent me for an MRI of the brain, and a couple weeks later I got the results, and they diagnosed me with the MS lesions on the brain. So all the symptoms are as a build up to the diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
So I was sent to the neurologist in Cooperstown, and she examined me and sent me to an MS specialist, and they confirmed the diagnosis. They wanted me to go have the spinal tap, the MS specialist, but I refused it. And the neurologist agreed with me that the diagnosis was there. So she offered me all the DMVs, the Copaxone, the Rebif, all the catalogs to go with it. And like, I didn't know what to do at the time because it was all so new. And like when you're first diagnosed, it's kind of scary because you don't even know what road to take. So for me, LDN, and it kind of went over my head. I didn't really know about it. So I decided I'd go on the Copaxone injections, and I did them for about 2 weeks. But I started doing home condom and didn't like the side effects, didn't like the injections. I was that intimidated by doing the injections every day. But the more homework I did on it, I just didn't like it. I seen like the side effects, the JC virus and all them things, the bad things. So then my brother called me from Australia, and a friend of his in Ireland had a secondary MS, mm-hmm. and he was in a wheelchair. He was pretty bad. And he had heard about LDN from a doctor in Dublin, and he found great improvements. So my brother called me, and I started doing the homework on it, seeing very good, you know, reports about it, and there was no side for a minimum. So I went back to the neurologist, and she wrote the script right away for me.
Wow, that was lucky.
Yeah.
If I can just ask, before you started LDN, if you had to rate your quality of life at that time, with 10 being the best, what would it have been?
If I would say 8 at the time, because the fatigue was really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just really bad, because I was, the doctor was trying to say, are you depressed, is it anxiety? You know, all this. It was just, like, it was very hard to go to work.
Yeah.
I was sleeping all the time. Confused, I would say.
Right.
You kind of get a little scary in the beginning because you don't know what.
Exactly. And how was that impacting on your life other than the fatigue and the uncertainty?
It was just very, like, it was like, what do I do next? Oh, oops. just got to make the right decisions, I guess. When I did start on the LDN, I did start notice, like, it took a few weeks for it to kind of, a good few weeks, I'd say a few months, for it to notice a great difference.
Mm-hmm. Did you notice any side effects when you first started?
Sleeping wise, I could, like, that's, I think that's very popular, to sleep. I couldn't sleep good.
Mm-hmm.
I switched it from nighttime to morning, and that did make a difference. And then I switched, and something happened, and I switched back to nighttime, and then it made a difference also. It's like, if I go back and forth with it.
Yes.
It does change sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But I find, like, I'm more active now, and more. I started LDN January 2011, and I started with 3 mg, and then 2 years later I went up to 4.5, and I find that's the perfect dose for me.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went to 4.5, more energy.
What would you say your quality of life is now on the score of 1 to 10?
It's probably a 2 to 3 now. Which is great.
Okay, it's the other way around. So 10 is the best and 1 is the worst.
Oh, sorry, I take that the opposite. Okay.
Okay.
Well, then it was 2 then initially, and it'd be 8 now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah. It's gone from a 2 to an 8. Well, that's pretty amazing, isn't it? It really is.
Yeah, in 2010 I was very skinny and I was very thin. I'd lost a lot of weight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because it was probably because I was so tired and, you know, wasn't eating right and had the energy and, like, the stress of it.
Yes.
But I've gained 20 pounds since 2010, and I'm actually at a healthier weight. It's not the actual LDN, I think, that put on the weight, but it's because I have more energy.
Yes.
I'm feeling healthier, and I'm eating better too.
Mm-hmm.
So that it does have a lot to do with it too. So, but I did, we had Hurricane Sandy here a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And the pharmacy where I get the LDN compounded was flooded, and I was 7-8 days without the LDN. And I felt the difference then. It's like I knew like how much the LDN was working for me, you know, because I hadn't had it for the 7 to 8 days.
Wow.
And the difference, like the fatigue came back real fast, the nerve pain, it just all like after not having it for 3 or 4 days, it was like I felt the difference.
And you talk about the nerve pain. Could we just have a list of symptoms that you feel LDN has helped with?
Nerve pain, MS hug. I don't get that. If I get that, I get a very small, like very short episode now,
mm-hmm.
compared to before it started. Fatigue is not as bad. If I do get a flare up, it'll last a day, maybe 2 days, not even 2 days, and I'm over it. Where before, I'd be down for 4 or 5 days. I don't get, not depressed, but down. I don't get as down as much as I used to. Mm-hmm. I don't get anxiety, you know, as bad. Actually, bladder is better. You know, I used to have problems with the bladder, and it's not as bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still walking. It's good.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Obviously, the damage that was done before is not going to be fixed, because the muscles, obviously. But my walking is still good.
Fantastic. Yeah. What would you say to other people who are thinking of trying LDN but maybe a bit worried about trying it?
They have nothing to lose but a lot to gain.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to do any harm. Start low and find a dose that's good for you and give it some time. Because if you do the research on it, it's helping so many ailments, fibromyalgia, as we know, Crohn's disease, cancer. It's healthy. DMDs are to me, they're poison. I think they're like there's so many side effects for all the other medicines. There's too many risks. And I tell everybody I know that I can to try the LDN. I just made friends with Kathy months ago, and she started 8 months ago, and she's feeling wonderful since.
Yes.
She's walking better without her walker and just a cane. I would just highly recommend it. I don't know what I'd do or what I'd feel like if I hadn't have found it. So,
well,
it's
a very inspirational story. Thank you very much for sharing it with us.
You're more than welcome. I hope it helps somebody.
Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, LINDA, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.